Good day, it's Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. This is a great time of the year to take cuttings of some of the houseplants that you've nurtured all winter. Geraniums, pothos, any of the ivies, spider plants, loa vera, calancho, herbs, and all such are relatively easy to start from cuttings. Just take healthy-looking stalks. And please always use clean sharp scissors or pruners, just so you don't spread any diseases. And take the cuttings from healthy, vigorous plants. Once you've made the cutting, remove the lower leaves so they won't sit on the soil and rot. And use a light, well-drained medium like perlite, sand, or seed-starting mixture. Garden soil is okay, but not the really heavy garden soil like clays and that. Keep the environment humid, but not soggy. Remember, these cuttings need moisture, not swimming lessons. I used to always use a commercial rooting compound on the ends of each cutting, but I'm now doing more and more with homemade rooting compounds. They're simple, inexpensive, and surprisingly powerful. Homemade rooting compounds for starting new plants from cuttings are fun to make right in your own kitchen. When you take a clipping from the plant, you're asking it to do something quite remarkable. You're asking it to grow brand new roots from a stem. Now, commercial rooting hormones help trigger this process by using plant-type hormones like auxins, I believe it is. But you can make effective natural rooting helpers at home using ingredients you probably already have. First, let's briefly understand what we're trying to encourage. Plants naturally produce rooting hormones, especially in the growing tips and young tissue. Our goal with the rooting compound is either to supply natural hormones and protect the cutting from infection, or create conditions that encourage roots to grow. One of the most popular homemade rooting aids is willow water. Willows contain high amounts of natural rooting hormones and salicylic acid, which also helps prevent rot. To make willow water, I've seen some people put willow in the water, but it's easier and probably better to cut young green twigs from any willow species, including pussy willows. Chop them into fairly small pieces and soak them in hot water for 24 to 48 hours. Strain the liquid and you've got a natural rooting solution. You can dip your cuttings into it before planting or use it to water newly planted cuttings, or both. Another surprisingly effective option is honey. Of course, honey is a rooting compound, but it is a powerful natural antimicrobial. When you dip the cut end of the cutting into raw honey, it helps protect that wound from fungal and bacterial infections while the plant is still vulnerable. That protection can significantly improve survival rates, especially for softer cuttings like herbs. Think of it as sending your cuttings into battle with a tiny shield. It won't grow roots for the plant, but it keeps troublemakers away while the plant does its own thing. Now, aloe vera gel is another excellent option. Fresh aloe gel contains plant compounds that stimulate growth and also fight pathogens. Simply scrape out fresh gel from aloe leaf and blend it into a smooth consistency. Dip your cuttings directly into it before planting. Aloe not only protects the cutting, but it also provides beneficial enzymes and nutrients. Aloe is basically the overachiever of the plant world. It soothes sunburns 1 minute and helps propagate basil the next. Cinnamon is often mentioned too, and of course it doesn't contain rooting hormones. It's a strong antifungal. You can dust the cut end of the stem with ground cinnamon to help prevent rot, especially in humid conditions. Besides, it smells so good. It's also a method where people use diluted apple cider vinegar. But do be careful. Only a very small amount is needed, about 1 teaspoon of vinegar per gallon of water. Too much acidity can damage the cutting. And remember, we're trying to grow new roots, not make salad dressing. This works as sort of a mild stimulant and an antimicrobial rather than hormone replacement. Now, there's something important. Homemade rooting compounds don't magically force roots to appear. Good technique matters just as much. Now, some plants, as you know, root incredibly easy, like pothos, mint, basil, coleus, and may not need a rooting compound at all, although I tend to use it on all of them. Others, like geraniums and African violets and the woody shrubs, may benefit more from the commercial hormone powders because they're harder to root. But myself, I'd try both. But the beauty of homemade solutions is that they're natural, inexpensive, and accessible. Instead of buying synthetic products, you're using plant-based or kitchen-based materials to work with nature. Propagation is part science and part patience, and part quiet optimism. You take a small cutting, give it support, protect it, and wait. Sometimes it works beautifully, or sometimes it doesn't, it just doesn't have the will to live. And sometimes you check it daily, like an anxious parent. But when you see those first tiny white roots forming, it feels just like magic. And really, that's what gardening is. A series of small miracles, a little dirt under your nails, and occasionally talking to plants like they can hear you. Which, let's be honest, we all do. And besides, you'll have a new plant to bring to our plant sale in May, or plants to share with your friends, or just have more flowers in your bed. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society wishing you a great Muskoka day.